120 hours is the amount of training currently required for certified nursing assistants in Wisconsin. Some lawmakers proposed legislation at the state level that would have lowered that number to 75 hours. Earlier this week, Governor Tony Evers vetoed that bill. Some supporters of the idea said it would have helped with a staffing shortage at nursing homes in Wisconsin. Sarah Endicott is a clinical associate professor with UW-Madison School of Nursing. She also has a clinical practice in skilled nursing facilities in rural Wisconsin. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the details of how much training goes into being a CNA, a certified nursing assistant, can you talk about the role they play in our healthcare here in Wisconsin?
CNAs are absolutely crucial. They're on the front lines of care, especially in long-term care facilities. The majority of CNAs do work in nursing homes and assisted living facilities, and they're really taking care of the most vulnerable patients in our communities. So they're doing physical cares, they're helping with mobility, and they are probably the first ones who are going to notice if there's an emerging health problem with an older adult.
And what is it like being a CNA here in Wisconsin as far as things like pay and working conditions?
Well, I think those probably vary across settings, but overall, it's a very challenging role. The pay is not very high. I think the average is about $26,000 a year, and that's for really the entry level to healthcare professions. So we're asking CNAs to do a lot with a very vulnerable population for not a lot of pay. They're also having to learn complex skills and do some pretty physical labor for that pay.
We've heard over the years that we have a shortage of CNAs, at least in some settings in Wisconsin. Do you see that from where you're standing?
Absolutely. It's not only that we have a lot of vacancies, but we have a big turnover rate. So people come into the field, they're interested in healthcare and helping others, but then they run into challenges once they're working in those settings, and they leave, and not necessarily for higher paying jobs, but because they don't feel like they have, in some cases, the training and the education they need to provide the kind of care that they want to give.
Can you talk about the kind of training and the amount of training that's currently required for that incoming CNA?
Sure. In Wisconsin now, CNAs need 120 hours of training, and that includes 32 hours of clinical experience. So it covers a broad range of topics, but even with that 120 hours, you can't go into that much depth with the different topics, such as how to work with people living with dementia. So although 120 hours sounds like a lot compared to 75, it's still not a lot of training considering the complexity of care that we're asking CNAs to provide.
Right. This plan that passed the legislature but was vetoed by the governor cut that 120 down to 75 hours. Now, supporters of this say, well, hold on, Wisconsin has a higher standard here than some of our neighboring states, than federal standards. If they're getting by with that lower amount of training, why can't we?
Well, I think it's arguable that they're getting by with that lower standard of training. So I think it has been problematic in some of our surrounding states, and I don't think we should use a lower standard as our standard in Wisconsin, because we provide really good care for the most part with not a lot of resources. For many years, Wisconsin's been among the states with the lowest Medicaid reimbursement rate for nursing homes. So we're asking nursing home administrators and staff to do a lot with very little. So I think Governor Evers recently committed to increasing that amount of money quite a bit, which is a step in the right direction. But so I don't think the answer is necessarily cutting training. Instead, looking at other ways that we can retain CNAs and really get to the root cause of why we have those vacancies.
Talking to Sarah Endicott with the UW-Madison School of Nursing, talking about certified nursing assistants. A plan in the state legislature would have cut the number of hours they need to be trained before going into the field. Governor Evers vetoed that. If you are a CNA or if you're someone who hires them or counts on them, love to hear your story at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And the training that goes into the job. Let's bring on a caller now. Dan is with us in Wisconsin Dells. Dan, hello.
Hello there. I used to be an activity director at a nursing home in the Dells area. And I always felt that the CNAs, they worked the hardest. They didn't get the credit that they deserved. And really, they were the heart of the whole facility. They were the one-on-one with the residents. And I just cannot say enough about CNAs, how hard they work, and just don't get enough credit.
Dan, thanks for the call. Sarah?
I couldn't agree with Dan more. I've worked in long-term care facilities for almost a decade, and when I go in to see my patients, the first person I'm going to turn to is the CNA because they know that patient best. We have wonderful, skilled, educated nurses, but they heavily rely on the report. They're really the eyes and ears for the nurses because they're the ones who are doing all the interaction with patients and also their families.
You mentioned, thanks for that call, Dan. You mentioned turnover, Sarah. And is more training maybe something that's going to help prevent that turnover if they know what they're in for, I guess, and getting into and doing that clinical work beforehand? Is that going to help maybe help people stay on that job longer?
That's what the evidence shows, actually. We have seen in research studies, really large-scale studies that show that when CNAs get education that goes above the federal minimum of 75 hours, they actually report greater job satisfaction and feel like the quality of the education they received is higher than those CNAs who got just the minimum 75 hours.
And you mentioned CNAs as kind of the early detection system for a change in health condition, an early warning of a condition. Apart from the actual tasks the CNA does, how much training do they get in spotting those warning signs of, I don't know what, diabetes, dementia, you name it?
And that's kind of variable, and that's one of the things that I think if we're going to talk about how we can retain CNAs, maybe we don't look at the number of hours that are required, but again, the quality of the actual clinical application of those skills. So, for example, if you have somebody who has dementia and they can't communicate the way that you or I might if we're not feeling well, maybe the sign that they have pneumonia or some other serious problem is just that they're eating less or they're showing different behaviors than they have previously. And the person who's most likely to see that is the person who's helping them get dressed, the person who's helping to feed them or working with them on a day-to-day basis.
Let's bring on another caller now. Howard is with us in Milwaukee. Howard, hello.
Hello. You know, we're acting as though this is a giant mystery is why there's a shortage of CNAs. For our listeners that are listening, it's very simple. Pay should be commensurate with responsibility, except in this case. Here we have people taking care of people that we love, and they're paid terrible, and it is a back-breaking work and emotionally draining. They have a workplace injury rate on par with farm workers and coal miners. And quite frankly, it's not a mystery as to why there's a shortage. The pay needs to come up. Conditions need to come up, and respect has to come up for the CNAs. Because for the people that are listening, it's not the RNs that take care of our elders. It's the CNAs that are on the front line. And I'll take your comments off the air. Thank you.
Howard, thanks for the call. Sarah?
I have to agree with Howard and what he said. And he's obviously passionate about it, and I really appreciate that. We don't highly value the people who do this work in our communities, even in the healthcare setting. Even though CNAs are crucial, they don't get a lot of respect. They don't get a lot of recognition. They don't always have even the role within a nursing facility or other healthcare facilities where they can have a voice for the patient. So if you don't feel like what you do is valued, or you don't feel like you have the training that you need to be able to, or the resources to provide the kind of care that you think someone deserves, then that's going to lead to low job satisfaction.
Lots of people calling in on this. Christine joins us now in Walworth. Christine, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about, Christine?
I'm an RN. I work in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and have worked there for many years. I have a lifelong career in the healthcare field. Nursing assistants are irreplaceable, and it's a crying shame that they're paying them more to start at Amazon and places like Target, for heaven's sakes, where they have better benefits and better pay. I really fault the corporations, one in particular that I work for, that they don't give them a living wage, you know, and many of the CNAs historically throughout my career are single parents, and for a single parent, and they're barely above poverty level, so they can't get any state aid. You know, it's just a crying shame.
Christine, thanks for the call. She's saying an employer of CNAs might be competing with retail Target, Amazon around comparable pay wages.
Yeah, I think actually, in fact, people in those other organizations, especially with our low unemployment rates, are making more, but for jobs that are arguably less satisfying and less important to us in communities. So I agree that the way that you show value for those positions is by paying people more, training them more, giving them a safe environment, giving them higher status in our communities, and that's what's going to lead to retaining CNAs and also attracting people to the field who want to care for others.
Time for one more caller. Ben is with us in Eau Claire. Ben, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Ben?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up the situation that my wife is in. We moved up here to Wisconsin from Iowa about 2 years ago. My wife was a licensed CNA down in Iowa, but since there is a difference in the amount of hours required up here in Wisconsin, she's been unable to work as a CNA up here. Furthermore, there's actually no program to bridge those hours. So there's nothing where she could just go from the 75 to 120 to get licensed. She'd have to go through that training entirely again, which we have a young kid now, and she's also in school to become a registered nurse, which makes it extremely difficult for us to go back through that training.
Ben, thanks a lot for that call. I've heard that concern that we can't just hire CNAs from neighboring states because they aren't qualified. What do you think of that idea of that bridge for people who are partway there and get those last 40-some hours?
I think that's an excellent idea, and I think the truth is that what was proposed to cut hours is one kind of short-sighted solution, and there are a range of different ideas that we could take on to approach this issue.
In our last minute or so, Sarah, thanks for that call. Do you see, even if this wasn't the right answer, do you at least see people taking the problem seriously and looking for a solution, whatever it might be?
Well, this is not a problem that's going to go away. We're only going to have a greater and greater need for CNAs and those people at the front line. So I think, as we heard from a lot of the callers, this is a really important issue to people in Wisconsin.
And we'll need more as our more and more baby boomers, I imagine, hit that situation where they might need those CNAs.
Absolutely. They're a crucial part of the workforce and a crucial part of our community.
Sarah, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
That's Sarah Endicott, Clinical Associate Professor with UW-Madison School of Nursing, where she's the Population Lead for the Adult Gerontology Primary Care DNP Cohort. We've been talking about the training that certified nursing assistants get here in Wisconsin. A plan in the legislature would have cut the number of hours back in required training. The governor vetoed that plan. Our guest says there are other possible solutions we should be looking at. If you have a story of working as a CNA or with CNAs, love to hear you share that with us. You can email ideas@WPR.org or share your thoughts on Twitter @CentralTimeWPR.